Hi, welcome to this week's She Heroes Chatcast. Today we welcome inventor, scientist, and clean water advocate, Deepika Kuroop. She is the recipient of the 2012 Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Award for her work developing a new and inexpensive method to clean water using solar power. In 2014, she won the U.S. Stockholm Junior Water Prize with her project, a novel photocatalytic pervious composite for degrading organics and inactivating bacteria in wastewater. And in January 2015, she was named one of Forbes' 2015 30 Under 30. Thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show. Let's get started.
Welcome to the She Heroes Podcast. We want to empower young girls of all backgrounds to dream big, explore their interests, and passionately pursue non-traditional careers. On the She Heroes Podcast, we hope to help girls imagine their own potential by sharing the stories of exceptional, successful women role models across all fields, like Sally Ride. We believe if you can't see it, you can't be it. Welcome to the She Heroes Podcast.
Well, let's get started. My first question was, obviously, kind of one of your big achievements was you were the recipient of the Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Award. When you were only 14, correct?
Yeah.
And so my first question is just what inspired you to pursue science and come up with that method to clean water, especially at 14? Kind of what set in motion that all those events that led to that?
Yeah, sure. So what inspired me to do science was when I was really young, I guess I would always just ask questions about how the world works, you know, simple questions like why is the sky blue and whatnot. And my parents would always give me scientific explanations to those answers. So that's when I was first introduced to science, and that's how I kind of started becoming interested in science. And then in middle school, I started to learn a lot more science when I started my school's first ever Science Bowl team. So in my middle school, science wasn't really something that a lot of people were involved in, so I wanted to change that and decided I'd create a Science Bowl team. Now, unfortunately, after creating this team, only 5 people ended up showing up to the practices. So that was kind of a disappointment for me, yet I continued to persevere through with the Science Bowl team, and we ended up doing really well and placing at regionals. So that was kind of how my journey with science started. And after that, I also always go to India every summer. That's, of course, where I am right now. And in India, I can always see people outside who don't have the access to clean water that's so readily available in America. So I was really exposed to these two different environments in India and then go back home in America where I can just turn on the tap and easily get clean, potable water. So I was exposed to these two different environments where I really saw the global water crisis firsthand, and at that time I was also really passionate about STEM. So I was looking for science competitions that I could enter in online, and that's when I learned about the Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Challenge, and I decided that I would combine my passion for science, technology, engineering, and math with my interest in solving the global water crisis. And that's kind of how I started my whole project, and since then, I've been working on it.
Oh, that's amazing. Let me get my next question, and this is a perfect kind of, your answer kind of segs perfectly. So research has shown, especially here in the States, that a girl's interest in science declines right around junior high age, which is right about the age where you were really kicking your scientific career into high gear, so to speak. So why do you think, generally speaking, girls' interest drops off in science? And then what do you think we, within our community and as a country as a whole, can maybe be doing to help girls in general stay on that STEM track, you know, and pursue all the different careers that they could pursue within that STEM umbrella?
I mean, I definitely think that these gender stereotypes are established a lot earlier on, not in junior high, but a lot earlier on. And as girls grow older and get into junior high, they start becoming more prominent, I guess. And that's why this interest in STEM starts declining. So I think that what we can do, as I was recently reading an article where which describes the way of how we can sort of fix this, is when you're talking to a young girl, a lot of times, like a five-year-old girl or a young girl, a lot of times the first thing that you say to a young girl is, oh, wow, you look so cute, you look so pretty in that dress, show me how your dress is. And as opposed to if you're addressing a young boy, you say, oh, hi, how are you? Like, how are you doing? So I think something that we need to start doing as a community is when we're addressing young girls, don't already start enforcing those gender stereotypes. Instead, start asking girls what they're interested in. You know, hi, how are you? What are you interested in? What are you doing in school? Those kind of questions. And then as girls grow older, they still don't have that idea of, oh, you know, my dress is what, like, people have always been asking about. They don't have that idea already implanted in their heads. Instead, they're pushed to pursue their passions that they've been asked about. So I think that's something that we can start doing as a community, and also just making, letting all kids know in junior high how much fun science can be, and especially encouraging programs that involve more girls to be in science. So I know my high school recently started they're trying to start a new girls in science program to encourage girls to pursue science. So I think it's just something that we've recognized the fact that there are a lot of girls who are not pursuing STEM interests. And now that we've recognized that problem, we just need to create sort of like groups and support these girls who definitely have the potential to make a lot of change in the STEM world, and we just need to support them.
I couldn't agree more. My next question is, in January, you were named one of Forbes 2015 30 Under 30 in Energy. So I just kind of wanted to ask you what that experience was like and what opportunities have kind of come your way since that.
Yeah, sure. So I was very honored, of course, to be named one of Forbes 30 Under 30. And I had actually gotten an email a while before then saying, you know, someone has nominated you. Do you mind filling out this quick survey? And it was just like, how old are you? What's your name? Where do you live? How many hours of sleep do you get? So I really didn't think that much of it. And then I had actually just Googled online. I learned that the Forbes list was coming out that day. And remembering the survey, I just went online and Googled, oh, who's on the list? I wonder who it might be. And that's when I actually saw my name, and I was like, whoa, I'm on the list. I made Forbes 30 Under 30. So that was definitely an amazing experience. And there's also a 30 Under 30 Summit that's coming up. It's in it's at the beginning of the school year in September, I think. And I hope to go to that. I'm not sure how it will work with school classes and how it'll conflict with that, but it's definitely very exciting to be named one of Forbes 30 Under 30.
Well, congratulations. It is definitely an honor. That sounds like what is well-deserved by you for sure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My next question is that we, at Shaheroes, one of our big things is we feel that one of the best ways to inspire girls is through mentors or through just role models in the careers that girls want to pursue. So for you, who were some of the women in your life that inspired you when you were younger, specifically inspired you to follow a passion for science?
Sure. So I had actually visited the Shaheroes website recently, and I saw there was a quote by Sally Ride on the front webpage. And actually in fourth grade, I had done a project on Sally Ride and how she was the first woman to go to space. And that kind of really inspired me. So I guess she was one of the big women in STEM role models. But of course we have Marie Curie, and there are definitely a lot of STEM-related women who have accomplished so much. Rosalind Franklin, they've all definitely been inspirations for me. And just reading their stories on how, you know, Rosalind Franklin's research was first kind of stolen by Watson and Crick, but now we fully recognize all of her work. So just reading those kind of stories have definitely pushed me to try and bring more girls involved in STEM.
Were there any women in your life kind of personally, teachers, family members, anyone that helped inspire you in that area as well?
I mean, of course, my mom has always been a very, very big support of all of my endeavors. Actually, most of my family members that are involved in STEM are actually, like, male, like my dad is, and his grandfather and his brother. So actually, now that you bring it up, I don't think there are that many women in my family who pursued STEM careers.
I think that's a story a lot of women share. But hopefully that's changing as the next generation, you know, starts to dominate the STEM fields out there.
Yes, I definitely hope that's a big change that will happen soon.
So my next question is, what are you working on now? What do you, you know, what's kind of in the immediate future for you, and what projects are you working on, and what's coming up, especially in the fall?
Sure, yeah. So I actually graduated a year early from high school, and this fall I'll be attending Harvard College. And there I'm definitely going to pursue my interest in scientific research. So I'm interested in the water crisis. And I'm also really interested in neurology. It's been one of my passions since I was very young. So at Harvard, I hope to continue researching in these areas.
Oh, amazing. So my next question is, so where do you see yourself in 5 years and in 10 years? Where do you hope to be working, and specifically, what do you hope to be working on and accomplishing?
I mean, of course, that's always a tough question. Where do I see myself in the future? But I guess 5 years from now, I'll probably still be in school. I hope to go on to medical school is one of my goals. So hopefully I'll still be continuing on with that. I guess 10 years from now, you know, I'm not sure, it definitely won't happen in 10 years, but as one of my long-term goals, I've been looking at the job of the United States Surgeon General is kind of in my mind. So that's something I'd like to kind of look more into that as the future approaches.
Oh, that's an amazing goal. That would be fabulous, because that's definitely a position we would like to see even more women. You know, that's a fabulous goal to have, for sure.
Thank you.
So my last question is, what advice do you have for girls who might be listening that are interested in science or interested in have any strong interest or passion right now at a young age? What advice do you have for them today to help them pursue their passion?
I guess if you have something that you're really passionate about, then just keep working on that. No matter how many people try and discourage you or tell you that it's not possible for you to do that, which unfortunately does happen a lot in the field of STEM when talking about girls. But if you have a passion for something and you continue to pursue it, then you will definitely eventually reach your goals and hopefully make a change in the world. So if you have something you're passionate about, please continue to work on that. Ask others for support. Initially, if you don't get the support that you would like, just keep asking for help and keep pursuing your interests.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with
us
today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate it. And best of luck to you in the fall at Harvard. I'm certainly confident that we'll be talking to you again at some point in the future to hear about what you're working on next, because I'm sure you have a lot of amazing things in your future.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the She Heroes podcast. Please join us again, and don't forget to visit us on the web at www.sheheroes.org. See you next time.